Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tuni. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is moving ahead with the twin target of achieving growth of the agriculture sector and rural prosperity. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity virtually yesterday, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards the goal of a developed India is very clear. He said they are working together towards building an India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. Mr. Modi said the government's effort is to ensure no farmer is left behind and to advance every farmer. He said, considering agriculture is the first engine of development, the government has accorded farmers a place of pride.
PM Kisan Samman Nidhi Yojana 6 saal pehle lagu ki gayi thi. Is yojana ke tahat ab tak lagbhag 4 lakh crore rupiye kisanon ko mil chuke hain. Itni rashi kareeb kareeb 11 crore kisanon ke khate mein seedhe pahunchayi gayi hai. 6000 rupiye salana ki is aarthik madad se gramin arthavyavastha sashakt ho rahi hai.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure free movement of people on all routes in the state from the 8th of March. Chairing the high-level meeting on the security situation in the presence of Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah directed to take strict action against those creating obstructions on the roads. He directed that the fencing work on both sides of the designated entry points along Manipur's international border should be completed at the earliest. He said that to make Manipur drug-free, the entire network involved in the drug trade should be dismantled. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said that the Narendra Modi government remains fully committed to restoring lasting peace in Manipur and is providing all necessary assistance in this regard. Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Director of Intelligence Bureau Tapan Kumar Dekka and other senior officials were present during the meeting. This is the first such meeting after the imposition of the president's rule in the state last month. The holy month of Ramzan will begin across the country. Today will be the first day of the fasting month. People will offer special night prayer called Taraweeh throughout the Ramzan month. Eid ul-Fitr is celebrated at the culmination of the fasting month. In Gulf countries, the Ramzan month began yesterday. The two-day Nagaland Cine Fest 2025, hosted by the Department of Information and Public Relations in partnership with the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and the National Film Development Corporation of India, wrapped up yesterday at the Heritage Old TC Bungalow, Kohima. Director of Information and Public Relations, Nagaland, Zavinio Tenyo, expressed her gratitude to the state government for its support and for fostering the creative talents of the youth. She also appreciated the filmmakers and resource persons for offering film enthusiasts the chance to explore a variety of genres and gain valuable insights. Joint Director of Information and Public Relations Nagaland, Asangla Imsong, reflected on the past 2 days, emphasizing that the films showcased had a powerful ability to evoke emotions and spark meaningful conversations among all attendees. The festival showcased a diverse selection of films and documentaries from various filmmakers alongside masterclasses led by industry experts, providing a platform for an immersive experience in both art and celebration of cinema. The Department of School Education has announced that application formats for the introduction of multidisciplinary courses as well as the upgradation, downgradation and merger of government schools are now available on its website at education.nagaland.gov.in. The forms can be accessed till 31st of May. Schools interested in applying are required to download the necessary format and submit it through the relevant DEOs, senior SDEOs or SDEOs within the specified time frame. Applications submitted outside the proper channel will not be accepted. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.